the heck are we here for? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I know you didn't get your absolute, or did you get your absolute philosopher? I guess you did, yeah, we got that. We're doing pretty good. But with the thought for today, what do I care? Now, if you are living on a desert island, and you want to live on a desert island, and the desert island is filled with coconut trees and birds and bees and all the things that make you happy as can be. It is, oh, you're not on your knees, but it makes you happy as you can be. What more would you want? Now, would you like to have a computer so that you could write down all your beautiful ideas? Would you like to have an ice maker so you could have your mint julep, you know, and so you could have your cocktails and what have you? Would you like to have a generator so that you could have electricity? And then you could have lights and stuff like that. But just imagine a generator going on a little island and oh, what a thrill that would be. And just imagine you have a few people with you, just enough to be sociable, but not enough to be, you know, demanding your attention. And you have no need for clothes, you have no need for excess food, because you're not doing that much exercise, but you are enjoying yourself. And if you choose, you can fish in the surf and bring in, you know, whatever happens to be there. And if you want, you can lay in the sun or underneath the coconut trees. And you can have a radio if you want, as long as the batteries last. Or maybe you have a sun generator, you know, what do you call them?
Solar system.
A solar system? Is that what you call them? Mm-hmm. That sounds interesting. Now, what sort of motor do you have to run a solar system? Nothing. Just a motor of the sun. Mm-hmm. If the sun doesn't shine, the system doesn't run. So that's fine. So you could have yourself a little solar system there. That's quiet. That's nice. Okay. Then you can have your computers on there, and you can have your printers. And where are you going to get the paper from for your printer? Mm-hmm. No. Where are you going to get your connection to the internet? Mm-hmm. Yeah. With your computer. Yeah. Huh? By your thought. Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Not one of the traveling satellites that's going over the over the ocean. But then, of course, how are you going to pay for that? Because that's pretty expensive. And if you have a traveling satellite and you're connected to that satellite, you have a payment for it. And how are you going to pay for it if you have nothing to earn money and you have nobody to pay you money for what you would earn? You know, okay? Yeah. And so... And what would be the benefit of being on there except to know what's going on in the outside world, which you decided to go on the desert island to get away from? You know, so why would you want to reconnoiter yourself with the outside world? And that seems sort of odd. Well, let's just dispose of all mechanical devices and all that sort of stuff. And here you are, just a so-called beachcomber, you know, floating on the beach, enjoying yourself, enjoying the sun, enjoying everything. Now... You don't need a doctor. You don't need a dentist, you know. You don't need a haberdasher. You don't need a person who takes care of your clothing. You don't need anybody to build your house. It's just a simple thatched roof house would be adequate for whatever your needs are. And you sleep on the ground, nice, clean, white sand, you know, beautiful. Yeah. And... you and whoever is with you there on the island are very content. Now, we've gotten rid of your shoes, got rid of your clothes, got rid of your pots and pans. Well, how are you going to cook? Well, you roast it. It's better broiled for you anyhow than fried, you know. So you roast it over the fire. And then, well, how are you going to make soup or something like that? Well, you take a seashell, you know, and... I don't know if the seashells are able to get real hot and cook a soup, but whatever you choose to do, you know, set it out in the sun, let the sun cook it, and if that is your desire, or eat it raw. And as I say, you have boring after you walk around the island two or three times and, you know, there's nothing more to see. And so you take up climbing it, or you do other things. Now, would that satisfy you? Would that make you happy? Could you be happy in that deprived environment? You're deprived of all outside contact. You're deprived of telephones, you know, cellular phones and stuff like that. You're deprived of canned foods and things that really are not as healthful to you as what might be there. And how long a life would you live? How long a life would you live there? Could you live for 100 years? Could you live a great deal, a long time? Surely you could. People do. What would be the only thing that would shorten your life? What shortened your life is if you wanted something you didn't have. Mm-hmm. When you feel sorry for yourself that you don't have a car. There's no roads on the island, but you want a car anyhow. Or a boat. Maybe a nice speedboat, you know, dash around out in the waves. Well, build one. Make it yourself. The thing is, the only thing that would make you grow old, that would make you want to die, was when you no longer had anything to amuse yourself. Life no longer was thrilling and amusing. Now, that's a very simple life, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now think of your life right now. Do you need the radio and television to know what other people are doing? Do you need the videos to tell you how other people live their lives, or Hogan's Heroes is doing his thing, you know? Not at all.
No.
Ellen, be very careful with your words, because if you start making statements like that, you may very well be doing without those things and not missing them. And Ellen, you'd be surprised what sort of things you're not. You see, now that means you're off the internet.
Yeah, there's no problem for me.
And that means that you are not going to run the school, because the school is run a great deal on the internet. And that means you're not going to have printers and running off the gist, because there'll be nobody wanting the gist, you know, because you're not creating people wanting your services. And so you just live a happy life sitting on your front porch in your rocking chair with your jug of corn liquor and your pipe, and just relaxing and enjoying life and growing your teeth back one every year, you know, like a lady in Prairie Chien. Now, would that fulfill you? You see, yes, it could fulfill you if you learned to enjoy your own company.
Right.
If you learned to enjoy going within and being at peace,
mm-hmm.
or being peace. If you learned to go within and find your divine self there and find that this is the most fulfilling thing that could ever happen to me, you know. None of you have found it yet, because you still spend more time running around chasing after things than you do spending listening within. And Heinz is here now visiting, and I said, Heinz, I want you to spend 9 hours a day plus. Actually, I said 28 hours a day, didn't I? 28 hours a day in meditation, in making your simple statements of truth about yourself, but in meditation. Well, Heinz is bored to do that. He wants to polish my car, which is very nice. I don't object to that, you know. He wants to work here in the kitchen with us, helping to set things up. He wants to be a part of our group, you know, and doing things for the group. And if he were really 28 hours a day in that meditative frame, and he liked it there, you know, wow, we'd never see him. We'd never know what's going on in this world. He'd just be ascending here and there, you know, dashing off to this dimension, that dimension, but still with his body here and having a good time. Now, do you guys do that too? Do you guys listen to your Holosync?
Yes.
Do you guys listen to your programs and work with your programs? Do you read your lessons? Do you do your program like you programmed yourself to do? Or do you just listen within, you know? And when you say, I just listen within, I say, oh, that's great. If you listen within, Heinz, you have no problems without. If you listen within, you have no problems in the outer, because the outer doesn't make a damn bit of difference. You know what I mean? If you listen within, you are untouched by anything that goes on in the outer. And if you listen within, you are on the first step to spiritual wholeness, where you have no past. This is what I like to do to all of you. I slice off the umbilical cord. Slice off the past. No past. And you're just living in the now. And when you live in the now, what happens? You know, that's not acceptable, Rex. When you live in the now, what happens? There is no past. There is no future. There's only this moment when you're just as happy as can be. You're just as happy as can be now. Can you handle that? Now, do you want to handle that? Now, if you say that's what you want to handle and that's what you want to be, then do it. Do it. But if you're going to just say that's a wishful dream, something that's Pollyanna, something that's no way that it could ever be real, then it'll never be real for you. And people are born and die on this planet Earth by the score, by the dozen, by the billions, by the zillions, you know, and have never found peace because they always look outward for it. If you will go within and be at peace with yourself and love yourself and don't care at all what anybody else does, then you are making great strides. You say, well, Herb, why don't you do that? I tell you, it's tempting. It's tempting. I am here because I chose to do this role that I'm playing. And this role that I'm playing, I'm not touched by it. You think I'm touched by it because you're touched by it. But I'm not touched by it. But I shouldn't even be playing the role I'm playing. I should just be on the South Sea Islands, you know, enjoying the palm trees and so forth. You know, a lot of people do that. Far more people are on South Sea Islands than we know. Not lots and lots of people, but, you know, maybe by the hundreds. To say thousands, I mean, you have to, you know, how many little tiny islands are? But they have to be habitable islands, you know. Because if Heinz goes to an island, you know what he's going to want? He's going to want air to breathe. He's going to want water to drink. He's going to want some food to eat, you know. The island's got to provide some food to eat. Well, see, right then and there, you're not a free being. If, Heinz, you will do this 28 hours a day, you will arrive at a point very quickly where you don't need air, you don't need water, you don't need food, you don't need anything. You will be wherever you want to be the minute you think you want to be there. You will do whatever you do because you're just that, you're the allness, you see. And people will be able to talk to you and look at you, but nobody will love you. Nobody will want to care for you, and that's a good thing. Nobody will want to possess you or own you, because that is a concept that doesn't belong to you. You understand? Your concept of yourself is not a concept that I want to own somebody or I want somebody to own me. I want to be with somebody, and I want somebody to be with me. I want to have a nice home. I want to have a nice car, a nice whatever you want to have, nice clothing and things like that. And you see, you don't, when you are spiritually healed of all those things, you don't want that. Because if you're going to a ball, you have your tuxedo on. Or you have your beautiful dress on, you know. And if you're going to visit your mother, you're dressed in whatever your mother likes to see you dressed in. Doesn't matter to you. But if your mom likes to see you dressed as a little boy or a little girl, because that's the way she remembers you, then that's the way you'll appear to her. You know? Because you play any game anybody wants, but it doesn't touch you. And if you don't want to even play any games, you don't have to. But it's always fun playing games. So think about it. Think about how serious you are to walk your spiritual path and be the master that you are. How serious are you? And once you've made up your mind, then there's nothing else but that in your mind. You understand? Mm-hmm. Nothing else. And you see, Ellen, when we look at people who are, we call them rednecks and bigoted because they have their own point of view and won't listen to somebody else, they're really quite smart. They're really quite smart. They're one-pointed. They may not be on our one point, but they're one-pointed. And so the moment we judge them, then we're no-pointed. We're nowhere. And that's not a very happy thing to be. So you decide today what part of this game you want to play. How deep down the rabbit hole do you want to go?
Yeah.
You know, like in the movie Bleep. How deep into the allness, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about. How deep do you want to go, or do you not want to go at all? Mm. Yeah. Just be whatever comes to the moment for you. Good thought. Well, think on these things, because they're fun. And remember that if you're dead, nobody gives a damn, you know. And if you're alive, the only one who cares is you. You bump into other people's worlds as a relative or a friend or whatever, but the moment you bump out of their world, they go on living, doing whatever they're doing with whomever they're doing it, you know. They don't not care, or they don't care. There's just with you there, or when they think about you, then they care. If not, they don't. And this is what you want to even get away from that. You don't want to care whether someone's here or whether they're not here. You are the only important person. And you say, oh boy, that can be misunderstood. Yes, it can be misunderstood, but it's not. Because you're number one. And you're God. And you're perfect. And that's the story for this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Have a lovely think time of this. And know that the thoughts that you think today are the experiences that you experience today. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you. I love you.